So I was lucky enough to know and be inspired by Ari Fold, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha, during his lifetime. But as Rabbi Storch just explained, I had the unfortunate zchus to be there, to be in Eretz Yisrael, and to be changed from his death as well. Ari was murdered on a Sunday, the Sunday right before Yom Kippur. And that afternoon I was leaving Eretz Yisrael to be there for Yom Kippur. And I arrived on Monday afternoon. I picked up a few Talmidim and right away went to pay a Shiva call to Ari's Mishpacha in Efrat, just a short drive from Yerushalayim. I went to try to give a little bit, some nechama, maybe a yid coming from America could give to the family. But I walked out with way more chizik than I could have ever imagined. To walk into a family that the day before had their father, their son, their brother murdered. Can imagine, none of us could imagine what, and none of us should ever have to know from such sorrow, such tragedy. You would think nobody would be able to say a word. Tears should be streaming, and there were plenty of tears. But to see the amazing emunah and bitachon, to see a family that was clearly going to move on and to build from this tragedy with such unbelievable chizik, such unbelievable zoris, the emunah and bitachon of this mishpacha. But such a tragedy, such a sad tragedy. I'm going to share one story that occurred when I was there. So I was sitting with Hillel Fold. Hillel's Ari's brother, Ari's younger brother, who was a close friend of mine, who I learned in yeshiva with, in Yeshiva Keren B'Yavne many years ago. And I was sitting, paying a shiva call by Hillel, and a young woman, seemed a few years younger than myself, walked in. We were actually outside. I'm sitting around with a bunch of people, my Talmidim and others, with Hillel, and she's standing there with which seemed to be her younger daughter, about 10, 11 years old. She looked a little familiar, but I wasn't sure from where. And Hillel starts talking to her. And it becomes clear to me that this is my close friend, my old friend's sister. Who's that? So I'm sure many of you are aware, many years ago there was a terrible tragedy, a terrible terrorist attack, where Dr. David Applebaum, who himself was a big tzaddik, tremendous doctor, a massive Talmud Chacham, was murdered together with his daughter Nava the night before her chasana. She was supposed to get married the next day. They went out to have dinner together in Cafe Hillel on Emek Rafaim. I'm sure many of us have been on Emek Rafaim at various restaurants. And a suicide bomber blew himself up and murdered Dr. Applebaum and Nava. Nava Applebaum's brother, Natan, was a very close friend of mine. Was together with me in yeshiva as well, was a close friend with Hillel Fold. Was the chevra, the American Israelis, Hillel Fold, Nava Applebaum, Natan Applebaum. And Natan's cousin, Yisrael Spiro. Natan's first cousin, was part of the chevra as well. This woman standing there was Yisrael's sister, Dr. David Applebaum's niece, Nava Applebaum's cousin. And Hillel Fold looks at her, and he says to her, I want you to know what I feel now. The emotions, the pain. I haven't, the shock. I haven't felt this since finding about your uncle and your cousin. Hillel was very close with the Applebaums. I'm sitting there listening to this. I mean, I can't explain to you what my heart was feeling. And then this young woman she takes her hand and puts it around her daughter next to her and says to Hillel, "This is my Nava. This is my Nava," named after her cousin who was murdered. And I'm thinking, I'm sitting there at this terrible tragedy from the day before, and right there come to face with another tragedy. And you realize there's not a family in Eretz Yisrael. There's not a family in Eretz Yisrael that doesn't have a story, that doesn't have such sorrows, a family member, a close friend. But the chizik, that they continue to go on with emunah, with bitachon. In fact, that's what I saw a little bit later in the day. Later in the day, I went with these talmidim, we went to the makom, to the place where Ari was murdered. Outside that mall, at the entrance to Gush, at Tzomet HaGush, and we were there. I can't explain to you how emotional I was being there the day after he was murdered. But first, just to see, a day after, this was 9 o'clock at night on Monday, he was murdered on Sunday afternoon, the next day. And if you didn't know, if there weren't a few memorials set up, you would think nothing ever happened. People are there shopping. The pizza store that you all saw on the videos, the pizza store right there, people are eating pizza right where Ari jumped over that wall, running after the murderer. That Yidden, we don't stop, and we have chizik, and we have amunah, and we keep on going. It was an amazing chizik. But being there was so emotional. It was being in a mizbeach. It was being at, we can't, we don't yet, we're not zoichet to Mashiach and to Beis HaMikdash yet. But that was a mizbeach where Ari was murdered. And we were there, and we davened, and we were singing an imamim with tears streaming down all of our cheeks. You couldn't not. And there was a table set up there with somebody. What they were doing was, throughout the day, they were giving out Israeli flags. And they gave out this piece of paper saying that you should hang this flag, Leila Nishmas Ari, to remember Ari. Because all of us in this room already know Ari and know how much Ari stood for Eretz Yisrael. His Ava's love for Eretz Yisrael. He was dedicated to Eretz Yisrael like nobody else. Again, we were there the next day, 9 o'clock at night. That day they gave out 300 flags. That day they gave out 300 flags. This here is the final flag. When we got there, they had one left. When we got to that makom, that Kaddishtik makom where Ari was murdered, they had one flag left. This is the final flag they gave out. And I was thinking about it. Again, I don't know this for sure. The probability was that I was the only one that was there that day that was coming right back to Chutz Lartz. I was there just for Yom Kippur, Matzah Yom Kippur, got on a flight to be back here in Yeshiva in the morning. I was I can't prove that, but probably the only person that was there and was coming back to, you don't come back to Chutz Lartz for Sukkos. How many in this room flew to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkos? To be Oyel HaRegel. And maybe, being the final flag, I thought maybe it was a siman to bring back all the chizik of Ari in his life and not to forget who he was to the Yidden and Chutz Lartz as well. That should be one flag be brought to America. And this hung in my sukkah throughout Sukkos to remind me, to give me chizik. So that's why I'm speaking to you, to remind us here in Chutz Lartz, that our heart has to always be with Eretz Yisrael and the Yidden of Eretz Yisrael. But I have the following question. Why is it that Ari left such a penetration, such a roisham in each and every one of our hearts? Sadly and unfortunately, there's not a week that goes by without a terrible tragedy in Eretz Yisrael. But for some reason, Ari's death woke us up a little bit. We can't stop thinking about it. There wasn't a Yid throughout the world that wasn't thinking about and talking about Ari. There was hardly a sukkah that I went into throughout all of sukkahs that didn't have a picture of Ari on the wall, blowing shofar in his tefillin. So one obvious reason was clearly because we're so much more connected to somebody that grew up just like us, that went to the same type of yeshivas and the same type of schools, and we could relate. He was an American. But I think it's much more than that. You see, Ari was the best of us. Ari believed in all that we believe in. But he lived it. And he lived it with his legendary passion. Who was Ari? Ari was somebody who was of the greatest of advocates of Eretz Yisrael in our generation. He bled Eretz Yisrael. We all love Eretz Yisrael. But do we bleed Eretz Yisrael? Do we think about it nonstop? Do we want to be there always? With his legendary passion, he lived Eretz Yisrael. I remember it was, you know, every time I walked into Yeshiva and the Tivaria on a Thursday night, Ari was right there sitting there. Every Thursday night. We'll get back to that in a few moments. And every time I'd see him, he'd look at me. And he wouldn't start, Rabbi Cohen, how you doing? What's going on? It's been a while. Every time I'd see him, he'd immediately start screaming at me, "Why don't you live in Eretz Yisrael already? What are you doing in America? No hello, no how are you? Why are you living in Eretz Yisrael already?" He lived Eretz Yisrael, he bled Eretz Yisrael with passion. He loved Klal Yisrael. Many of us are well aware of his organization. He was the director of Standing Together. He would do for soldiers, he would give for soldiers, bring them whatever they need constantly throughout the country. For Gush Katif. Gush Katif over the years has suffered tremendously until, well, unfortunately, we gave up Gush Katif. But in the years when there were rockets going into Gush Katif and then to Sderot, he would organize trips from the Gush to go on Fridays and go buy things for Shabbos to purchase, to help the businesses there. When there was a rocket that hit a kindergarten. The next day, Baruch Hashem, not that anyone was hurt, but he went and bought cupcakes and he went down and brought it for every single little boy and girl. What he would do for another Jew. His love of Eretz Yisrael, his love of Klal Yisrael, and with passion. And he loved Torah. He loved learning Torah. With a passion. Ari was 45 years old. Every Thursday, and he had a busy life, he was involved in many different endeavors. Every Thursday night, he would go back to his yeshiva. He would go back to his yeshiva, yeshiva in the Tivaria, and he'd sit and learn in yeshiva Thursday nights. And not just for an hour or two. 1 o'clock in the morning, the yeshiva of Aaron Bina gives a shir. At that point, the boys are there, there aren't too many other people there. The rabbeim already home. Ari was there every Thursday night to listen to his Rebbe, to learn Torah, as a yeshiva bacher his whole life. And then when it was finished at about 1:30, 1:45, he'd go into Rabina's office to sing together with Talmidim till about 2 in the morning. And then he'd drive home to Efrat. His love of Torah, his passion. He never stopped being a Talmud. He never stopped learning. That's the passion we have to remember, and he had that passion till his last breath. When he's stabbed in the back and you all saw it. And he doesn't just go down and try to maybe save himself. He runs after the terrorist. He jumps over a wall. I saw that wall, by the way, it was elevated. It looks like it's only a couple feet. The fall was much more because it was an elevated sidewalk. The fall, and that's why he fell. And he falls into a door and smashes the door. I saw the door. And he gets himself together and shoots the terrorist and saves other people's lives. With his passion that he had his whole life and everything that he did. For Eretz Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, for Torah Yisrael. And that's the passion each and every one of us must have our entire lives. So it ends with a very quick Mamish Torah. Because you can't share words without sharing Torah. We're starting Parshas Lech Lecha on last week already. But Parshas Lech Lecha starts Avram Avinu. And the 10 tests of Avram. And what's the final test? Akedas Yitzchak. The final test of Avram is Akedas Yitzchak. What was the test? On one hand, Akedas Yitzchak, how could you ever think to ever, chas v'shalom, murder a son? On the other hand, God told him to do it. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, Shech, your son, you're going to say no to Hashem? This is Avram Avinu, who spread monotheism throughout the world. You're going to say no to Hashem? The Shem Yishmuel says, you know what the Nisayon was? It wasn't whether he was going to do it. Of course he was going to shech his son. But was he going to do it with passion? Was he going to do it with love? Was he going to do it with ratzon? And he says, we know he did it with passion, and with love, and with simcha. Because if not, he never would have saved his son's life. Because the halach is, you can only have nevuah mitoch simcha. Ein shechina shruya el mitoch simcha. You can't have prophecy if you're not in a state of simcha. If he would have murdered his, wanting to murder his son, but with tears streaming down his cheeks because he had to, he could never have received the prophecy, al tishlach yadcha al anar v'al tas lo muma, not to kill his son. Only because he was passionate and besimcha saying, Hashem wants me to do this, I'm going to do it with passion and with simcha, did he save his son's life and receive the second nevuah. That was the legendary passion of Ari Yoel ben Harav Yonah, Zecher Tzadik Kol Shevracha. And that's what we have to walk away with, to bring that passion into our world, into our Torah mitzvos. And we're going to now sit and learn Mishnayos, Le'ilei Nishmaso. A Mishnah are the osios, are the letters Neshama. But let's not just sit here and learn, but let's learn with passion. And let's bring passion into our Torah, into our tefillah, into our love of Eretz Yisrael, into our love of each other, and allow the Neshama of Ari to continue to live as a tzaddik afil misas en chai.